Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are talking Brachos 49, talking about focus. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, very interesting how his name is the son of the son of a woman's name. Usually it's Rav Bar this or Rabbi Bar this, but this time it's talking about someone who comes from someone who comes from someone from the great grandmother. Really, very from the grandmother. Really interesting, but that's just a side note. Anyway, Rabba Bar Bar Chana once visited the house of the exilarch. He mentioned one at the beginning of the third blessing. He said either Israel or Jerusalem. The third blessing begins, have mercy Hashem upon Israel, your nation, and upon Jerusalem. And both at the end, the savior of Israel and the builder of Jerusalem. Rav Chisda said, is it an act of strength to conclude with two subjects? Has it not been taught in a brisa that Rebbe says that we do not conclude with two subjects, for this is like performing mitzvos in bundles. It appears as if one wishes to be done with them in a quick manner. And it was stated above, Rebbe says that we do not conclude with two subjects. So this brings to mind, how we should really keep our focus and keep our attention to one thing at a time. Even though many people will disagree, even though the male and the female brain are different, some people say they can multitask, other people say they can't. Science has proven again and again we are not good at multitasking. You need to keep your focus on one thing at a time. When it comes to mitzvahs, do one mitzvah at a time. You know, you put on your tefillin, you put on your talis, then you put on your tefillin. You don't put on your talis and tefillin at the same time. First of all, that doesn't make sense. Second of all, we're not giving the proper attention to the right mitzvah at the right time. If your kid is tugging at you and your wife is calling you and you have to put on the noodles and you have to do Shabbos food, you have to do one thing at a time. It's almost impossible to multitask. And if your wife is talking to you and you're on your phone, you'll have no idea what your wife is saying to you. And if your wife is on the phone and you're trying to say something also, it will not work. Always try to focus and give your undivided attention as much as possible to one thing at a time. It's not good to do mitzvahs in bundles. It's not good to do tasks in bundles. Our brain just can't focus and can't handle doing so many things at one time. If you're speaking and you're on the phone and you're on the computer, the brain just gets bejaggled. I made that word up. And it's just too hard to focus on one thing at a time. We're meant to really do one task at a time. Try to give your focus and attention to whatever person or whatever thing you're doing, each thing by itself, and then try to attack each task one at a time, one mitzvah at a time, in order to give it the proper respect, the proper attention, and the proper focus. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 50 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.